defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, when I woke up today and knew I was filling in for Alex, I did not expect I would be hosting such an important broadcast. And the next 2 hours are going to be massively important. So tell your friends and family about this broadcast, folks, because we're going to break everything down from the Jussie Smollett to the Democrats declaring that they're going to confiscate guns to the real national emergency that nobody's been talking about. Again, showing how the media controls the narrative. And that's why they censored Alex Jones last year, because InfoWars was kicking their ass. Now, Alex Jones joins us over the phone. Alex, what do we have coming up in the next 2 hours?
Well, I'll be out of here in about 20 minutes, Holmes. I appreciate you doing a great job, and I've got to take a rest sometimes. But, I mean, as you said, there's so much news. The quickening is happening. Everything we've talked about, we literally wrote over 50 articles. I looked it up. We did over 100 programs in 2017 and 2018. Just type in. And I'm not tooting our horn, but this is why the globalists hate us. So they're trying to shut us down. We're over the target. And by knowing that we're right, now we know how to deal with them. This just confirms everything we've said, that you've had the deep state, rogue intelligence agencies, with the FBI and the Democrats, engaged in massive fraud, engaged in criminal activity, in a planned deep state rogue government coup against the president. Now, we've used those exact words. Now, Politico, CNN, The Washington Post all admitted that in the last 2 weeks. And then Limbaugh admitted it on Friday. And Limbaugh's a good guy overall, but conservatives are so afraid of being called names by Democrats and by the media that even Limbaugh would start calling it a deep state silent coup until it was in The Washington Post like a week ago. So all I'm saying is that's why conservatives and libertarians and nationalists and Christians are in so much trouble is, yes, it's extreme to have people planning an illegal coup. And it sounds extreme to say it's happening. But it's like you get the bad news, you know, that your dad dies of a heart attack and, you know, you go see his dead body. I mean, or you get the terrible news that your uncle or your son rolled their car, God forbid, and they're dead. Or, I mean, that's what this is, folks, okay? So bad things happen, and denying bad things only makes them worse. But here's the good thing. This isn't dad dead from a heart attack. This isn't your son dead or your daughter, God forbid, rolling a car, or a drunk driver hitting them like happened to George Strait's 13-year-old daughter when she was out riding with friends. George Strait couldn't do anything about that when he got the call that his daughter was dead south of Austin. I just use that as a real-world analogy. But we can do something because they're in the middle of this attempted coup, and they're in the middle of this attempted takeover of the United States. And so that's why we have to get active and get aggressive and get in their face. Because, yes, it sounds radical to admit this is all going on. Yes, you're going to get demonized by the deep state. Yes, they've been freaking out and having congressional hearings saying get InfoWars off the air, because we did our homework with my research, with your research, with David Nice's research, with the Cruz research, with the top guests we've had on, and our deep research analysis. We were pegging them 100% what was happening in their secret meetings. All the documents match exactly what I said was going on, because I've studied history and how they've done this before and how they've done other nations. So here's the good news. The car hadn't rolled yet. Daddy didn't have the heart attack yet. Your daughter didn't get hit and killed by the drunk driver yet. Folks, we can save the country and stop this tragedy, but we've got to get serious and not just get conditioned by this evil where we just accept this is what they're doing. We have to fully expose it, and thanks to the grace of God, the audience helped build InfoWars. And so we have a jump point still under massive attack to put out the critical talking points that can sink the NWO.
Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into the fact that the Russian collusion has been on the Democrats the whole time. But not only that, now they're announcing that they decided we're going to remove the president. We decide we're going to remove the president. We're the FBI. We're the CIA. Chuck Schumer admitted it. They had guys go on CNN say the government's going to kill this guy. I mean, folks, we're talking about a deep state secret government trying to kill the president. Do you understand what's going on here?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the next 2 hours of the Alex Jones Show, we're going to break down a corrupt FBI colluding with CIA, Democrat, Russian agents, all the above, attempting a coup against the President of the United States. We're going to get into a media hoax, much like Covington Catholic, about a attack on Jesse Smollett that now appears to be 100% staged. We're going to talk about Democrats now saying they want to confiscate guns in response to Trump declaring a national emergency at the southern border, where there is no debate that is a national emergency. And then we're going to have a bombshell report at the top of the next hour, the national emergency Trump declared a year ago that nobody is even talking about. Now, Alex Jones is with me here for the first couple segments, at least, to help break all of this down. But Alex, it's honestly tough to even put into words the magnitude of all of these things and the fact that they're all happening in the same flashpoint.
Absolutely. Let me just boil this down for how serious this is, so everybody understands. I got a call approximately 19 months ago from the Secret Service in Washington, D.C. And much of it was an off-the-record conversation, but and of course I agreed for it to be off-the-record conversation, but I did say that at a certain point I felt that it was needed, I would tell the public about it. I also got some other visits, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And these were very serious visits because the Secret Service was actually asking me who I thought the ringleaders were and what they should do, and that they had been obviously been told to call me by the president. I'll just leave it at that. And it was because we were the ones putting together all these different individuals from the Aspen Institute and the Council on Foreign Relations and on CNN and the CIA and the FBI, signaling the deep state was strong, hoping that their stay-behind networks, their operatives who were scared that they were going to go to prison for planning this coup, they were telling them, stay at your post, everything's going to be okay. I've studied ancient war. I've studied World War I, World War II, Korea. I studied covert action. I've studied how different agencies overthrow other governments, how they sow fear in governments before they do the coup. So I was able, off their own statements and able off this giant body of evidence, to give an analysis and then to specifically say what I thought was happening, and the agencies all freaked out, and national security investigations were opened up to me because they were wondering how I actually knew what was going on inside the deep state. Well, I had studied history. Plus, these criminals think they're so smart. They're a bunch of Ivy League white shoeboys who mail it in. I was watching everything they said, and they were giving key pieces here, key pieces there, that like a Lego set or a jigsaw puzzle, I could put together once I had the pieces. So the reason Trump and the Secret Service found out that I was dead on was the Democrats actually opened a CIA espionage operation against me, thinking I must be getting foreign intel to know all this. No, I've done my homework. I'm a dedicated American, not traitors like them. And so I just want the listeners to understand, that's why they panicked and said, get me off the air. Because I have blown every one of their operations on air to the other intelligence agency arms that are doing other jobs and aren't traitors. And I have forced a focus on China. I forced a focus on the national emergency. I forced a focus, and this isn't the time, I'm not trying to brag here, folks, this is why I'm in so much danger. My InfoWars is in so much danger. Because imagine us as like a destroyer in World War II that's, you know, sunk more tonnage than half the other submarines put together. The enemy's got their planes, their ships out looking for us, okay? And that's all I'm telling you, folks, is that it's not about us bragging. It's about what we've done in InfoWars is the blueprint to bring these people down, because we're over the target. So listen very, very carefully, folks, because you are what powers InfoWars. You're the energy. You're everything behind it. I'm not just saying that. You are the InfoWar. We told you Trump should declare an emergency in October. We thought it was coming. It did come. We told you that the Democrats were already planning an emergency in the future, a national emergency, under civil unrest, to remove the president and to confiscate firearms, one declared by Congress and or for the 25th Amendment. Over 50 articles, hundreds of times on air, probably thousands. We laid it all out. Now you've seen CNN. You've seen the Washington Post. You've seen them all see how great it is. Big deal, McCabe wanted to have a coup, and they did wear a wire and all this stuff. They didn't just talk about wearing a wire, folks. They've been recording everything inside there since he was president-elect. So the deep state got caught. They committed massive crimes. They tried to act confident on TV, saying that they were going to remove the president so that their stay-behind networks wouldn't be scared and would keep committing the crimes and carry out the coup against the president, which does also include plans to kill him, which is still on the table. So all of this is swirling around. All of this is unfolding. And people have to understand that we are in the absolute death battle for the future of this country. And we'll play these clips in a moment. And now we've had Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and Nadler, the head of two powerful committees, the Committee on the Judiciary, not the Judiciary Committee, the Committee on the Judiciary, that oversees the judiciary itself. And then you also have his other so-called civil rights committee that he uses to destroy the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and everything else. So you've got this demon, this monster out of New York, who's been repressing his people. They both come out and said, oh, you go ahead and declare your emergency. Pelosi said, we may just go ahead and declare our emergency with another president, and we'll see what happens to your guns. Well, Nadler then went further and said, we might just take your guns. So they're trying to confuse dictatorship beyond martial law with the constitutional duty of our border in crisis, and the president can't get the funding he needs. He could have just done it as commander-in-chief and dealt with it, but instead he went the route of the 78 law. And so just the fact that they're floating these ideas shows you that they're planning to green light this, perhaps, in the future. Anytime you see something like this unfolding, anytime you see them saying something this massive out in the open, it means they're really thinking about green lighting and going forward with it. So first, here's a short clip of Pelosi last week, now joined by Nadler yesterday.
Republicans have some unease about it, no matter what they say, because if the president can declare an emergency on something that he has created as an emergency, an illusion that he wants to convey, just think of what a president with different values can present to the American people. You want to talk about a national emergency? Let's talk about today, the one-year anniversary of another manifestation of the epidemic of gun violence in America. That's a national emergency. Why don't you declare that emergency, Mr. President? I wish you would.
Now, I cut through the haze a few days ago, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, the news is focusing on her having an emergency. It's about guns, and I guarantee you that means confiscation. Then Nadler came out a day later and confirmed that. Here is this un-American monster.
If the president can declare an emergency today on this this, the Democratic president can decide that, as you mentioned, the gun crisis, the 40,000 people a year killed in this country is a crisis, and why don't we take everybody's guns away or force everybody to register their guns or ban all assault rifles or do all of that.
So, folks, there you go. And we should probably play that clip every segment as we start today so people understand. The New York Times, the Washington Post now have headlines, time to repeal the Second Amendment. It's on. They're saying don't say mother and father. They are coming after everybody's speech. They're coming after our guns. They're coming after our property. This is about slavery. And America has a chance to say no, but we come back. The really big news, because Limbaugh points out this is a silent coup, a very hardcore coup against the president. And I'm not mad at Limbaugh, but why has it taken him months after mainstream media admits that there was a coup plan and the documents have come out? Why is it only now when it's safe Limbaugh talks about it? Because conservatives are afraid of mainstream corporate media, and that's why they want to destroy us. The truth is lots of other talk show hosts know what I know, but they're afraid to do it and hit the bar first. That's why the listeners, no matter what happens to InfoWars, have to continue on with the fight and never give up, because we have the truth, we understand what's happening, and we can defeat the globalists.
And if you really want to see how InfoWars is tomorrow's News Today, next year's News Today, just go watch what happened when President Donald Trump was elected and the first response at InfoWars.com. We told you all of this would happen the night Trump was elected.
From the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. Now you're standing
there. If the president can declare an emergency today on this nonsense, on this, the Democratic president can decide that, the, as you mentioned, the gun crisis, the 40,000 people a year killed in this country is a crisis, and why don't we take everybody's guns away, or force everybody to register their guns, or ban all assault rifles, or do all of that.
So that's Nadler of New York, high-powered committee chairman, echoing what Pelosi said. They want to declare an emergency to override the Bill of Rights and Constitution to take your guns. By the way, most of the shootings in this country every year are people committing suicide. Now, I'm not a pro-death guy, but, you know, you got bone cancer or lung cancer, you're in incredible pain. Most of the people I've known that were older men, military vets, people that had cancer, they didn't want to spend all their money that their, you know, family had. They just went out on the back 40 and blew their head off. But the point is that Mexico's had hundreds of thousands of dead in the last few years. Tens of thousands die on the border every year on the Mexico side, and Nadler was calling it nonsense. But here's the problem. I'm supposedly on a 4 or 5 day vacation just to spend some time and try to decompress. I can't do it because I know what's really going on. I know how important history is. So when I laid all that out earlier, again, I want to say this for the 50,000th time. This is so critical. I'm not saying, oh, look, we're right. Oh, my gosh. We're usually the first to break stuff. Aren't we cool? It's not that. It's that they're trying to destroy us because we're that accurate and no one can deny it, and it scares the hell out of the system because we have the answers and we've done the studying and Congress is listening and the military is listening and the police are listening, the vast majority of which are good people, and they know about the deep state now, and thank God we've been able to hang on under the attacks that have been incredible, most of which people don't even know about the last few years, so we're still here thanks to you and your prayers, folks, because now the deep state is in tatters. They've been caught committing massive crimes. All of it's come out. It's mainstream news. They were planning martial law. Mainstream news, they were planning a coup against the president outside of impeachment, threatening everybody around him, threatening his family, death-threatening everybody that supports him at high level. You think I'm the only one they're going after? Listen, but it's worth it for this country. It's worth it. Our veterans go and fight in foreign countries and get their arms and legs blown off, and usually it's for, you know, some globalist fraud. This is America fighting godless Hollywood and the globalist backed up by the Chi-Coms that literally want to control our psyches and our souls and literally want to destroy this once great Christian nation. But the good news is their attempted assault has caused a backlash and a major resurgence and an awakening. America was on its deathbed. And I'm getting chills, folks. This is pure truth. Everybody knows it. America was on its deathbed, and now it's fighting back from the dead. And we have just got to get supercharged in this fight and just absolutely spread the word and get out there on the ground demonstrating and get out on the ground at city council meetings. Get out on the ground at the Capitol and go talk to your congressmen and women and just get in their face and say, we know what's going on because we're relaunching the American operating system of free market capitalism and Christianity and real freedom instead of this godless, anti-family, globalist, kill babies after they're born culture of death. God is giving us a decision right now. And I think Owen actually predicted it. You know, my wife, God love her, puts up with all the work I do, but I told her I'd be done in 20 minutes, but I probably need to do another segment because I can be very calm and personal, but once I sit here for hours getting ready for this, writing all these notes, and start thinking about how serious this is, it literally puts this well, what's the term they use at the church that's absolutely accurate? It puts it on my heart. It convicts me. It convicts me. I just get ready for war, for fighting. And my brain speeds up, and I can see all of it. And folks, pray for discernment. You'll have the discernment, but our audience already has better discernment than I do. We take the calls. People hear that. They understand how many great people we've got. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, folks, because I think we can hang on a while longer, but no matter what happens to InfoWars, I just want you to know you are the brain trust, whether you're old, young, black, white, Hispanic, whether you're from Mexico, whether you're from Germany, whether you're from Japan, whether you're from South Africa. If you love liberty and care about children and hate this globalist system, then you are awesome and you're part of the solution. If you know the 5G is evil, if you know the mark of the beast is real, if it's on your heart that evil is spreading and you need to fight it, then we're brothers and sisters forever. So next segment, with Owen, I'll do part of the segment. I'm going to get focused and calm. They get into really the biggest news of them all, how they're planning a race war in this country, and how it's blowing up in their face by the grace of God. But finishing up with Rush Limbaugh here, I'm not taking Limbaugh to the woodshed. But, in fact, he's even made the point that when everybody sat there and ran from Congressman King, who's a great guy who did nothing wrong, with the misquote in the New York Times, that's why this country is falling apart, is the intimidation of the corporate media, which is toothless. But if something's toothless, it can still scare you and run you off a cliff because it waves its arms at you, it still wins. So I want to play this clip of Limbaugh, because remember, we can put on screen, anybody can type into a search engine. We need writers just to point out how we've been right, because they're always saying we're fake news, trying to shut us down, because we're telling the truth. We are really the standard of as most accurate as you're going to get. We make mistakes sometimes, but we're trying to tell the truth. Opposite of CNN. So they brand us as fake, as making stuff up, and blah, blah, blah. And all this because they're the fraud. And then years I've been telling about the deep state coup, the 25th Amendment, exactly how they were doing it, the rogue elements, who was involved. You could see it. And then it's been months that the documents have come out, and the emails, the text messages, and the congressional testimonies. Exactly as I said, Strzok and all these guys are scared, going, "We're going to go to jail. He didn't do anything wrong. We've committed crimes." They're like, "Stay at your post. We're winning. We'll kill Trump soon. Everything's fine. Stay at your post." I mean, it's like Hitler in the bunker sending messages a day before he got killed that magical armies were about to appear. But here's the problem. They could win. If the Allies would have believed Hitler or Tokyo Rose, the Japanese propagandists, telling our ships and our aircraft days before we dropped A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
All right, it appears that we have just lost Alex, but he will be joining us in the next segment, or if he's able to get through here before the end of this segment, I'm sure he will. But I can finish off the analogy he's making. If you understand the history, Tokyo Rose was a Japanese broadcaster that would go on air. I believe it was after we dropped the atom bombs on Japan, and would say, "Oh, the U.S. armies are retreating. Japanese victory for all. Hooray. Today's a great day for Japan." That's what CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post does when they say every new story they run, Cohen's going to bring down Trump. Manafort will bring down Trump. Stone will bring down Trump. And the list goes on and on. Russian collusion. They have no Russian collusion. I mean, they've tried everything. And so they've got their minions on air as the Tokyo Roses telling the brainwashed masses that everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. We're going to get Trump. We've got him. We've got the evidence. We've got the documents. We've got the Russian collusion. We've got it all. And we're going to get Trump. But the truth is, Trump's got all the evidence on them. Alex Jones, would you like to take us to break?
Sorry, my line cut out. When we come back, I'm going to try to settle down and just lay out the big picture and what's about to happen next and why the enemy's coming after everybody. InfoWars is only the first domino. We all know that. Everything's confirmed. We've been dead on, so just stay with us.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
Now we see the earth now.
You've got it.
Truly an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen.
You've got it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is on the line with us. And it's really impossible to measure what is the biggest news right now. Of course, it's all connected. It all stems from the same thing. A bunch of kleptocrat, bureaucrat, technocrats have occupied the U.S. government and we're selling it down the drain and we're ready to overflow it. The American people rose up and elected Donald Trump. And now that group of vicious criminals are doing everything they possibly can to stop America from getting out of the corpse that they were nailing shut, and identifying them and doing what God's justice may be. So, Alex, What do the American people do when they see that there is an open coup against the president of the United States, when there's media hoaxes every week now trying to demonize the president and his supporters? And, of course, you have the Russian collusion narrative totally boomeranging back onto the Democrats. When will that investigation happen? So it's really an amazing, we call it the quickening, Alex. It's really amazing that all this is happening at once, and it just provides really a window into how the deep state operates and how they've been in control for so long and how they're panicking right now that they're losing their grasp on the public.
That's right. Let me try to answer that incredibly well-stated question this way. Ladies and gentlemen, there's 1,000 channels out there on cable. There's 1 million channels on the internet, and most of it is absolute pure garbage that's been done by design. But what is the most censored, most demonized, most attacked thing out there? It's Infowars.com, it's Newswars.com, it's President Trump. Now, why is that? They also constantly want to get rid of DrudgeReport.com. It's because Infowars isn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but I mean well. I'm trying to tell the truth. I care about the country. The president does some things I don't like, but I know for a fact he's actually the president. He actually calls the shots, not the bureaucrats. He's gotten rid of almost all the lobbyists, and that's why they're so angry. Is that he's actually trying to do things he thinks is best for the country, period. And that's why they're angry, is all these special interests from Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the rest of them, don't have full control. And they're fighting for what they think was already their quarry, what they already owned, what they'd already captured, what they had already usurped. And so I was trying to tell the guys during the break and gals up at the office what we're going to call this show today once it's posted, Infowars.com. Because sometimes the full show, even though we've been censored, ends up having 1 million viewers in the next few days, and people get excited about it and email it out and share it. If people don't, it's about 50,000 views. Now, the live show has millions tuned in right now, but you know, the archive of this, you know, is really important. We pay for the bandwidth. We pay for the for servers. We do all this because we need to have a record of what we've said, because that's the power of InfoWars. Later, when it comes true, it's that evergreen power that scares the power structure so much. That's why the only people that can carry the ball during the censorship is the audience. So again, you're more important than ever. So here's what's happening. We're in the middle of an attempted complete overthrow of the country. Trump and the American people, through a nationalist insurgency, because the globalists were so arrogant, got Trump in a beachhead. That has been fought to a standstill. The deep state's been exposed on many fronts. They're in trouble. But for whatever reason, Trump isn't moving against him. And so I've thought long and hard about this and what's really going on. And the truth is, Trump is surrounded by a bunch of yes men who are following a lot of his orders, but still not willing to go on the offense against the globalist criminals politically, economically, and through the judicial system. Okay, fine. It's up to us to do that. So, yeah, I don't like some of his compromises on immigration. I don't like some of the other deals he's made. But if you look at everything in the main, he's at least our president. The globalists are angry about that. They're trying to remove him because what they've got in store is so much worse if they get in. Has he gotten it all done? He's gotten a lot done. He's done a great job in many ways. But if we just sit here and are holier than thou, like Ann Coulter, we're going to lose the whole shooting match. Because, listen, Hillary was going to crack down on free speech and do a bunch of bad stuff once she got in. That was admitted. But now that they've had their nose bloodied and their ribs politically broken and their leg broken, they aren't going to give us any quarter. When they get back into power, they are going to come for the guns, your children, the borders. They're going to start wars. They said they're going to do it. They are in a mad dog, insane craze, talking about 70 to 90% taxes, talking about you're going to have your meat taken away from you, guaranteed, Cory Booker. You know, America sucks. It was never great. These are enemies. They were hired and chosen because they're low IQ traders that will serve the Chi-Coms and the mega corporations and the Apples and the Tim Cooks. And here's the good part about it. God always says this in the Bible, and I've seen it in my own life. It's all true. Evil, when it thinks it's about to take over, shows who it is. And we have all been shown the abject, insane, over-the-top, foaming-at-the-mouth evil of these people. They have really shown us just how bad they are and all the crazy things. When we come back, we'll get into it, and then I'll get out of here. This Jesse Smollett mullet guy. Well, of course, obviously, there weren't two dudes in Chicago in the middle of 20 below in the night running up to some black gay actor and putting a noose around his neck and Well, now they busted the Nigerians trying to get out of the country. The Nigerians have turned state's evidence. We knew this days ago. Now even CNN is having to admit it and get ahead of it. And now, reportedly, the police are looking for the so-called Empire actor. But all he was doing was continuing what he sees on HBO, on ABC, on NBC, on Netflix. Every show you tune into is how white people are all racist and how black people are oppressed. It's a wonder more black people aren't rioting or killing people or staging things, because you turn on television and every program you see is trying to enrage and program and manipulate black people. Black people and women are targeted by high-tech brainwashing. So instead of hating them and getting down to the level of the brainwashing, because most black folks don't buy it, most women don't buy it, we have to reach out to these people and show them the programming. And imagine, we're not supposed to question public events like dead babies and incubators that didn't happen to start the Iraq War or other events. But this just proves it to everybody that almost every hate crime out there is staged, because the truth is, America and England, other countries, are the nations that ended slavery. We're the ones that first said get rid of it. So how are we the bad people for being the first ones that got rid of it when in Africa and the Middle East, it's still legal? So when we come back, we'll talk about that. But again, to the audience, ladies and gentlemen, it's nip and tuck whether InfoWars is going to be able to continue on. I've tried to expand. The enemy's fought us to a standstill. I hate to be honest about that and admit it, but you've seen everything they've done, the censorship, the attacks, the kicking us off everything, the suing us. But we can win if the audience goes, wow, I need high-quality toothpaste that's fluoride-free, oil, silver, iodine, fortified. I need high-quality coffee. I need to get great protein bars that are $5, $6, $7 value at Whole Foods for $3 a piece on average. Right now, $2.40 per bar in the 12 packs we're selling of the new high-end InfoWars protein bars. I guess they'll call that snake protein next. The media demonizes it that we dare, after they've taken everything from us, sell great products to you so you support us, we get the word out. So here's the deal. I want to thank all the listeners that have bought products from InfoWarsStore.com. But you hear a lot of marketing, a lot of stuff out there. My marketing's straight shooting. We've got great supplements, the best fish oil, the best nootropics, the best energy products out there. Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus, all of it is 50% off right now. But we got to end the sale the next few days because we're running low on Brain Force. Turbo Force is incredible. It's total body energy, super clean, lasts up to 10 hours. It's amazing with the amino acids, all of it. Turbo Force is there. Brain Force Plus, get them together. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. Because here's the deal, folks. This isn't like a boxing match where it doesn't matter who wins because you're just watching a boxing match. We are the people. People always say, we're the Patriots. Why don't folks stand up against the New World Order? Why don't they stand up against any of this? We're doing it thanks to you. But now we're in the middle of the most intense fight ever, and it's going to get more intense. So we need your commitment now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast every day, because you are the resistance, and they can't stop you when you take action.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Thousands and thousands of times in the last 20 plus years on air, I've prepared for hours and gotten all the notes and all the articles together. And then the magnitude of it just gets me upset with the earnestness. But you know what? The Lord works mysterious ways, so thanks for putting up with me. But I go back to this. I've been fighting the globalists for 24 years on air. I've been politically active for 26. There are a lot of people came before us that knew what was happening, and thank God for them, and we wouldn't have any chance. And we better be thanking Donald Trump for our lucky stars here, because I get persecuted for supporting Trump. He gets persecuted for supporting America. It doesn't mean he's perfect. It isn't even about Trump anymore. It's about the globalists wanting control of the nation to sign it over and control it. So think about Limbaugh. I mentioned this earlier. I didn't play it. He comes out and he says there's a silent coup using FBI agents and then the deep state against the president. Well, the Washington Post calls it that now and defends it. Hell, people say I'm this rocket scientist, and how did I know? Owen mentioned it earlier. Senator Schumer, when he was president-elect, 2 days before the president got sworn in, said the deep state has 7 ways to Sunday to get back at somebody. So it's this entitled bureaucracy of put in by the Bushes and the Clintons at the top that thinks they're invincible, but they're learning they're not invincible, and that's why they're getting scared. So we're in a fight, but I'd say we're at about 57%, they're about 43% in the fight. We are winning, not by a huge margin, but the longer Trump stays in, more nationalists are getting elected, more patriots are waking up. And the operating system, what we're talking about, nationalism, capitalism, the family, God, decency, men and women, children, being honest, that is what people want. That's what works versus Hollywood, the satanic, Chi-Com-funded operating system that wants to destroy this country and demoralize us and take us down. This is an incredible time to be alive. So I'm not mad at Limbaugh, but instead of, you know, Limbaugh or any of these guys saying, wow, Alex Jones was right. He said 2 years ago there was a deep state coup. He specifically said who was doing it and how they were doing it. No. He said they were illegally spying on the president. He said here's how they did it. Because I do the research. I know how they operate. Much of it was public intel. I only had to fill in like 20% of the information. The globalists act like we're morons, like we're blind. And that's what they feed on as a dumbed-down population. But Limbaugh comes out after the Washington Post, after the New York Times, after CNN, admit, there's a deep state coup. Okay, it's real. We're trying to take the president out. Now, I'm glad he's saying it's bad, and I'm not taking Limbaugh to the woodshed, but why do we always have to report stuff years after it happens? See, I want to be tomorrow's news today. 2 years ago, what they were doing was clear. A year ago, it was completely proven. You see, that's why they had to take down the YouTube page with 3 billion views. That's why they had to try it, because if anyone goes and watches that, they will see what I really said versus what they're saying now. And again, in those broadcasts and in what we do here now, holding on at the battle station is what will bring down the enemy. So all I can say to everybody is, in this information war, aim carefully, men and women, in your political activities, because those are globalists. Those are child molesters. Those are ruthless, cunning, sick, evil people that will overthrow civilization. Those are bad people we're dealing with. So aim carefully politically. Spend your energy in a focused way and be active now, because everything our forebears stood up for was part of that continuum against tyranny. And we are facing the greatest evil ever seen now in that animating contest. And I'm not going to let my ancestors down. I'm not going to let my progeny down. And I'm not going to let you down, because, damn it, I'm not a slave. It's not about being heroic. It's about being alive. I went into the latest false. Go ahead, Owen.
Well, Alex, I think that, again, like you said, the deep state of the Democrats, or really just the evil, is revealing itself right now. And I don't think there's a greater example than Nancy Pelosi coming out in some form of an imperialist, you know, trooper uniform, coming out saying we're going to take the guns. I mean, go ahead. Let's just roll this video. Just take a look. Here's Nancy Pelosi. You can see the evil on her face, folks. But here's what I want the audience to think about. This woman is going out here telling you that there is no crisis at the southern border. It's all an illusion. Now, think about the criminal fraud. Think about the criminal confidence it takes for a woman to say that there's nothing happening at the border. Again, like Alex said, they think you're blind. They think you're morons. So look at Nancy Pelosi in an imperial stormtrooper leader uniform just telling you, oh, there's nothing to see at the border. We need to keep the borders open.
Exactly. Owen, let's expand on that. Let's remember what happened a few weeks ago at the State of the Union. Trump talked about 3,000 plus women this year. That's this year. And that was the first months saved from sex trafficking and hundreds of children. All confirmed. She wouldn't stand or clap. And neither would Cortez. And neither would Kamala Harris. These are monsters. And then when he said, we're going to pass a law, you can't kill a baby after it's born. That's already the damn law. It's called homicide. Not the past laws. It's federal laws. Screw Cuomo and that KKK guy down in Virginia. But that's the point is, they're trying to break our will and rub our noses in it. These are monsters. This is a ring race. This is a crone-like, evil demon, drug head, gangster family woman in some $5,000 Darth Vader outfit trying to look powerful. She's an empty, rotten husk. Since I mentioned it, here's Limbaugh, and we'll get into the latest false flag. Here it is.
Why do you call what was going on inside the FBI a silent coup?
Because these people are unelected. They took it upon themselves to overthrow the election results of 2016, ignoring the potential real collusion and conspiracy between Democrats and Russians to undermine the Trump candidacy and the Trump presidency. The Mueller investigation, I believe, is a cover-up of all of that. It's to distract everybody's attention. You know, again, the Washington game, we're losing sight of what happened here. People unelected simply because they don't like a guy's hairstyle or like where he came from decided the American people's decision was invalid and began a systematic process to get him thrown out of office. This is a silent coup. These guys, if you ask me, ought to be the ones in jail. They ought to be the ones under investigation.
So Limbaugh says it like nobody else can. Awesome guy. Love him to death. And I'm glad he's saying it now. How about we say it 2 years ago? All I'm saying is we have to attack what's happening now. And when I'm back tomorrow, though, and I'm going to call in again, I'm going to talk about what's coming next. Roger Stone's popping in, talk about what's coming next. But they're coming after everything. They've told you. They're going to confiscate your guns. They're going to declare their own emergencies. They're going to declare a national emergency, 25th Amendment, and remove the president. We're in a crisis. I'm not trying to scare people. When your house is on fire and your dad shakes you awake and says, get out of the house, it's on fire, he's not doing it to scare you. He's doing it to save you. And I know the audience knows this, folks, but they get us in this punch-drunk thing of being attacked all the time and saying we're going to kill your babies after they're born. We're going to, the family's bad. Don't say mother or father. To where we don't even know what to do when they do something even crazier, which is going to be arresting people and taking your guns. They're saying all this because they're getting everybody ready. Now, let me hit this last thing. Whenever this started, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, the Empire guy, I looked up who he was. I looked up his background. I looked up all the propaganda. I looked up Infowars.com and Breitbart.com with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases. Almost every poop swastika or N-word thing or noose around somebody's neck. I don't say almost. I think all that I've ever seen have been staged. And then, oh my gosh, it's two Nigerian guys get grabbed, and then they start cooperating, and the media spins it, oh, maybe, you know, maybe Smollett, you know, didn't do anything. Well, now CNN's reporting yesterday, I don't usually go with them, but they now want to be damage control up front, that the Chicago police say that the rope and all of it was bought at a hardware store and that these guys were working for Smollett, and now they want to pick Smollett up. So he's basically, I'd say, 98% cooked. He's done like a Thanksgiving turkey, and now the media will quietly try to put this away and won't talk about it. But just like the Covington kids, these false flags, these staged events are going to blow up in all their faces, and everyone, they want to sue me and shut me down for asking questions, because sometimes things are real. Because the media and others stage so much stuff, everybody has to question everything. That's normal. It's part of a healthy, free society, Owen. And the good news is so many of these things are getting exposed now, that people everywhere are apologizing to me, saying, I think you were a kook, but now I understand why you question everything, because so much of this stuff staged. And that's what America is all about, is questioning this garbage. But this guy needs to go to jail. They've had 12 detectives for weeks looking into who supposedly did this, and it just has blown up in their face like everything else they touch, blowing up in their face. And that's why they want us off the air, Owen, and others, and our listeners not able to communicate, so that we can't expose this type of crap when it's going on. They want air superiority, where they can stage whatever they want, and even when they get caught doing it, they don't get in trouble.
And that's why it's upon the American public to hold them responsible. Look, Jussie Smollett should be one of the most... I mean, everybody should be calling him out right now. Left, right, like you said, CNN's trying to get out ahead of it. Now Brian Stelter, I've got the clip. They're blaming conservatives for hyping up this thing as a political event when they're the ones that lied about it. Smollett's the one that lied about it. It's they that pulled it off the hooks.
But let me just ask you this. What do you say to your critics who say that you are creating a national emergency, that you're concocting a national emergency here in order to get your wall because you couldn't get it through other ways?
Moms, what do you think? Do you think I'm creating something? Ask these incredible women who lost their daughters and their sons.
This is real.
Okay. Because your question is a very political question, because you have an agenda. You're CNN. You're fake news.
Jim Acosta couldn't have encapsulated the left's disconnect from the plight of our fellow U.S. citizens better, championing the rights of illegal aliens in the Rose Garden while downplaying the murder of U.S. citizens drug trafficking, and human smuggling by illegal aliens.
Jim, yes, ma'am. What your takeaway?
Yes, Kate, I just want to talk very fast here because I'm so paranoid that they're going to pull the plug on us here in the Rose Garden. But I'm standing in front of some of these angel moms who came to the Rose Garden today to, I guess, testify to what they've been through in terms of their ordeals dealing with crime in this country and the undocumented immigrants. But as you heard in that question that I had with the president there, it was really about the facts and the data and this disconnect that we have when we hear the president talk about immigration. He tends to talk about it in ways that demonize immigrants and that just don't stick to the facts.
We need to secure our borders to protect American citizens. President Trump is completely correct on this issue. We need to protect this country.
And as expected, Mad Maxine Waters led the charge of the left against the much-needed wall on our southern border from her ivory tower.
Yes, they're concerned that if a Democratic president gets elected, then they could use emergency powers to do a lot of the things that they don't like. And as you know, they don't believe in climate change. As you know, they don't want us to talk about Medicare for all or any of those subjects that they think will spend too much government money. You know that I've been talking about impeachment for a long time. I am absolutely stunned and amazed that the American people are taking so much off of this president. This president has lied, and I think it has been documented over 8,000 times in the last 2 years. This president has committed obstruction of justice right before our very eyes.
The actual work that is responsible and responsive to the real and legitimate concerns around fentanyl and methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine that is being done within the state of California is now being put at risk for a vanity project, for a monument to stupidity. Nancy Pelosi has run circles around the President of the United States, not once, now twice. He's been embarrassed, and his base needs to be fed. I don't want to be a sparring partner with President Trump. We want to be a working partner. But he makes it all but impossible when he plays these games and manufactures a crisis and creates the conditions where we have no other choice than to sue the administration, join other states, join our partners in the federal government to do the same.
The House Judiciary Committee announced that it will investigate President Trump's national emergency declaration after Trump admitted during a Friday press conference that he didn't need to do this. But the Democrats, as can be seen by the districts they oversee, have become complacent to what is absolutely necessary to our national security.
When the president declares this emergency, first of all, it's not an emergency, what's happening at the border. It's a humanitarian challenge to us. The president has tried to sell a bill of goods to American people.
The $72 million San Francisco is spending just to clean up its streets, this is what's called making a truce with illegality. There's no penalty for homelessness. They don't enforce the laws. And public urination is legal. Look at this. $12 million for homeless encampment housing. Okay, just to clean it up. $2.8 million to wash down biohazard material and $3.1 million for pit stop portable toilets.
The statistics are very real and have been increasingly ignored for decades by an elitist do-nothing Congress. Just in Texas alone, according to DHS status indicators, over 279,000 criminal aliens have been booked into local Texas jails between 2011 and 2019, of which over 190,000 were classified as illegal aliens by DHS. These 189,000.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full John Bowne report is at Infowars.com. We've got another huge report coming up on a national emergency. It's actually going to be at the bottom of the hour. And then I got a whole list of all the hoax crimes. Oh, yes, that's right. This isn't the first.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So here's what we're going to do in this segment. We're going to take the Jesse Smollett story and we're just going to bury it. Now let's just rewind the clocks back at how it all began. It breaks on, I think, a Saturday night. Jesse Smollett is out on the streets of Chicago where it's like 5 degrees or something. And they say he had bleach thrown on him, had a noose put on him. They were chanting MAGA country, wearing MAGA hats, two white men, and it was a hate crime. And then it kind of just sat out there for a while, and media continued to report it and hype it up as, oh, look at this, more hate crimes against a member of the LGBTQ community because of Donald Trump. And so the media echoes and echoes. We have tweets from Cortez and other Democrats saying, this just shows how racist America is. The media saying, they had Democrats saying it was a lynching. I mean, so that happened for a week. Uh-oh. Then what happened? Some of the evidence started to come out. Ooh. Jussie Smollett started to change his story. Of course, this was after he cried on Good Morning America about this horrible hate crime against him. Wow. The actor of the year, indeed. Well, the two men of interest that were caught on camera were brought in by police, questioned for a couple hours, and then released. What happened in those 2 hours? Well, I think it's obvious now. They cooperated with the police investigation, told the cops everything. Jussie Smollett then hires a defense attorney, same one that Michael Avenatti hired, and is now having to cover his ass for what appears to be one of the most staged hate crimes in American media history. Now, have you heard any of the media retract their stories? In fact, first let's go to this compilation in clip 12. Look at all the media reporting on this hate crime.
Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is an affront to our humanity."
And Senator Cory Booker said, "The vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching."
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
"I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. This is a horrible story."
Yeah. I mean, the circumstances are just horrific.
Horrendous and unacceptable.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019.
It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019.
Because you're fake news.
And this is America in 2019.
And CNN is fake news. So there you go, the compilation put together by Grabian. So you wait until all those media outlets that you just saw issue a retraction on their comments. All those Democrats issue a retraction on their comments. Oh! Nope. You'll be waiting until you're dead because it's not going to happen. And again, all of America should be repudiating Jussie Smollett for trying to divide this country. All of America should be repudiating the national media for going along with this hoax and not apologizing for it. So, folks, here's what it looks like happened. The whole thing was staged. Who knows why? The reports are now that he paid the Nigerians to do this, and they even pretended to do this before. They practiced doing this before the thing even happened. So think about the desperation of this individual. And he is so oppressed in America that he has to hire two Nigerians to oppress him. Tough stuff. And then he gets to go on all the television shows and cry about how he was attacked. All a bunch of lies. Well, he may be facing time in prison if he filed a fake police report. So we're going to see what happens with that. But now on the back end, listen to CNN running cover and what Brian Stelter said on the air today.
Is he going to cooperate with this investigation? Those are open questions. But because from the very beginning there were political connotations to this story, they were undeniable, because sources close to Smollett said these two attackers said this is MAGA country and that they were Trump supporters. This became partisan and polarizing on day one. I wish it wasn't, but that is the reality. And that adds a layer to the story that makes it even more troubling. And obviously,
but pause it right there. Pause it right there. So listen to what he's saying. Oh, this was a political thing. I mean, that's why it got so blown out of proportion. And now we have to look back at how it got blown out of proportion because of the political nature of it. It was literally hoaxed as a political stunt. And here's Brian Stelter saying, oh, it's the media's fault for making it political because it was political. It was literally staged, Brian. It was literally fake, Brian. Your news network is the one that ran with the fake news, Brian, but he tries to project it. Now finish the clip.
Stay now.
From inside, how do you think the media, you know, the media had to cover this?
Cover this.
And it had to cover this.
Had to cover it.
You know, cautiously and responsibly.
Because it was racist, right?
How do you think on the whole, the
and
media.
And she says, cover it cautiously. Oh, very cautious you were.
Strong, high-quality news organizations have tried to be very careful all along on this point. But because TMZ said just a few hours after the alleged attack that this was a Trump supporter attack and has political connotations, like I said, it became partisan from day one. And when you're looking at those random websites all over the web, spreading information, you can end up, I think, having this story was able to be weaponized in many different ways.
Weaponized. Weaponized by him. By CNN.
Why? There was a rumor out there a few days ago that he did this because he was afraid he was being ridden off the show empire. Yeah. They were going to kill off his character. Well, the studio, Fox denied that was the case. So the motive here, there's still a mystery at the heart of the story.
Brian Stelter, thank you.
Oh my gosh, what is the motive? Yes, Brian. Yes, Brian, what is the motive for Jussie Smollett? Let's see. He just marches with Democrats in anti-Trump rallies. He just tweets about how much he hates Trump. Oh, what is the motive? I have no idea. Oh, my gosh. Wait, Jussie Smollett, who hates Trump, decides he's going to stage a fake attack against him, blame white Trump supporters, just hoaxes the whole thing, and Brian Stelter says, well, we don't know what the, well, we don't know what the motivation was. We're still trying to figure this out. We don't know what the motivation was. It's a big mystery. Oh, wow, Brian. Oh, wow. I didn't even think you were that dumb. And then he blames TMZ. You ran with the hoax, Brian. You. We don't know the motivation. We have no idea why he would lie about Trump supporters. We have no idea. We don't know the motivation. Here at CNN, we're going to do our due diligence. We'll find it out. Now, in the next 60 seconds, I'm going to read for you a stack of hoax hate crimes that was tweeted out by Andy Go on Twitter at Mr. Andy Go. Indiana church vandalized with slurs like Hail Trump and swastikas and other such anti-Semitic stuff. Fake hate crime. New York CBS. Arrest made after anti-Semitic graffiti cancels political event classes at Brooklyn Synagogue. Also, another fake hate crime. Lafayette PD. UL student made up story about attack and stolen hijab. So someone tried to claim Islamophobia. Hate? No, fake. Man charged after swastikas found on Long Island College. Again, another fake hate crime initiated by a leftist Trump hater. Muslim woman made up crime on subway. Another fake hate crime made up by the left. Woman made up Trump motivated hate crime story, police say. NBC New York. Another fake hate crime. What's the motive, Brian? I don't know the motive, Brian. Tell me.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Roger Stone joins me now. Of course, fake news loves going after Roger Stone. And we've got a couple brand new fake news narratives that they're trying to run against Roger today. But the first is really the big one. And you saw it probably all across national news. I was getting blown up, people asking me about it. Roger Stone gagged. Well, Roger is here to address this notion that you've been gagged, or should I say correct the fake news. So, Roger Stone, what is going on? Have you been gagged? And why is the media reporting you have been gagged?
Well, this is the first media appearance that I've had since the judge issued a gag order in which he reaffirmed my right, my First Amendment right, to speak about anything I wish anywhere except for on the courthouse steps. So I am not gagged, but you would not know that if you read Politico or USA Today and a number of other outlets who only read the headline and never read the judge's actual order. Now, ironically, all the other witnesses and the attorneys in my case are gagged. They are admonished not to discuss the case in public. So the good news, I am not gagged. That doesn't mean that I will be injudicious in the discussion of this case. But I think everybody who watches InfoWars, because it was here that you first heard me immediately after my arrest, it was here that people heard me immediately after the security camera footage, which stunned the nation, was first made public by Alex Jones, followed 5 hours later by Fox Television, that has really brought me a tsunami of public support. I mean, there is a sea change, Owen, of people sending contributions, praying for me, wishing me good luck. It's a great, great feeling to have the support of all these Americans.
Well, I think, you know, they've already seen what Mueller has done to other people in this illegal special counsel probe that we've witnessed. And then, of course, the shocking FBI footage where they have rifles coming up to your door. They haul your wife out of there. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. They're taping up the cameras. I mean, it's just this whole big giant circus where CNN gets the leak. I mean, see, that's the real story, Roger. The real story is CNN gets the leak that they're going to come with drones drawn to your front door. Totally illegal there. Who leaked that? There's an investigation going on. But no, the big story is, oh, Roger Stone is gagged. And we didn't even read the gag order, but we just went ahead and told you he was gagged.
Yeah, that's the good news. I mean, I think I was persuasive in making the case that the manner in which I was arrested had the purpose of poisoning the jury pool, of depicting me as guilty before I've had a chance to prove my innocence. There I am being led out of my own home in handcuffs as if I'm a drug kingpin. But now it is very clear that I do have the right to speak, and I will continue to speak out. I learned only yesterday that two of my associates were asked by the special counsel's office if they'd be willing to wear wires and come to South Florida in an attempt to get me to talk about WikiLeaks, which would have been a waste of time because there is no further evidence. And then, Owen, as you know, there was the shocking second story timed 6 o'clock on Friday for the evening news that said special counsel says they have information regarding Stone communications with WikiLeaks for the first time. CNN. Really? They're covering Twitter direct messages that I turned over to the House Intelligence Committee well over a year ago that are ex post facto, take place after WikiLeaks has already published their documents and prove absolutely nothing. But they're hyped by CNN as if this is some bombshell revelation. That's because the special counsel included them in a filing in which they made the case to the judge that my case is related to another case, the case of the Russian intelligence agents. And thereby, it is now clear that I have to go to trial in front of Judge Amy Berman Jackson, the same judge who I believe has violated Paul Manafort's constitutional rights in that trial. She's an Obama appointee. She is a liberal. This is going to be, quite a trial, to say the least.
Well, and who knows how long it could go on. Of course, now we know that, you know, Trump declaring this national emergency, the Democrats have already filed lawsuit against him, just like he predicted they would. That could drag out for another 9 months. So this is the obstruction techniques that the Democrats have mastered, Roger. But I mean, just as far as your case is concerned, obviously you have to be judicious about, you know, where you stand on this. But you shouldn't have even been handcuffed. You've done nothing wrong. This whole thing is part of a big witch hunt. You know damn well it was the Democrats that colluded with Russia. Everybody knows it by now. So what level do you think it's gotten to now? I mean, with Adam Schiff saying, oh, even if the Mueller counsel finds nothing, I'm going in, I'm staying steadfast. Well, what the hell is that bug-eyed freak's problem? What, he said he had evidence 2 years ago. Well, let's see it.
No, you're absolutely right, Owen. In fact, the big news today, really, and this is news that was broken on InfoWars first and foremost, was the 25th Amendment play to take out Donald Trump. It is now absolutely clear that there are both two witnesses beyond McCabe who say that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, absolutely volunteered to wear a wire to try to entrap President Trump to remove him under the 25th Amendment. Two FBI officials have testified before behind closed doors that at least two cabinet members were on board in what is a coup. This is sedition. And where did you hear about it first? Right here on InfoWars. So everything I have predicted has now been confirmed by Andrew McCabe in his new book, confirmed by two FBI officials in their formal under oath testimony before the Congress. And now we know that two cabinet members were in on what was really a coup attempt. This is treason. How long is the president going to put up with the duplicitous activities of Rod Rosenstein, who tried to tell us, oh, it was only a joke. I was only joking. It's now clear from today's media coverage that this was not a joke.
And on a totally separate issue, Roger, I mean, I'm saying this is totally separate, nothing to do with what we're just talking about, just a totally separate issue here, just 100% totally separate, just to be clear. I do believe, guys, look this up. Would you guys look this up? I do believe the punishment for treason is a hanging. I'm not sure. I totally separate issue, Roger, but isn't the punishment for treason death?
Yes, the capital punishment, the death penalty, can be the punishment for treason. I argued a long time ago that the sale of missile secrets to the Chinese in return for campaign contributions was treasonous in activity by Bill Clinton. I believe Uranium One is treasonous activity by Bill Clinton. So Donald Trump remains accused of completely fake Russian collusion. The Senate Intelligence Committee issued their report last week, concluding that there was no evidence whatsoever of collusion between the Russian state and the Trump campaign. I didn't see that on CNN, did you? I didn't see it on the three networks, did you? You have to go to the newspapers, and then it's on page 12. So it is extraordinary the way they hide the facts, and they continue to chase an error that doesn't exist. Adam Schiff, who you referred to correctly as a pop-eyed freak, now says Mueller isn't being tough enough. Mueller isn't being aggressive enough. Adam, you're empty-handed. You said well over 2 years ago that you'd seen more than circumstantial evidence of Russian collusion, and you have produced none whatsoever.
All right, there goes Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen. Not gagged. Not gagged, except he can't speak on the steps of the court.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here live on this Sunday broadcast with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. I'm looking at drudgereport.com, CBS News, The Wolf Who Cried, Make America Great Again. Wanted Chicago police to re-question actor. Could get 3 years in prison for filing false report called a false flag. Rehearsed attack. Flashback laid out a hateful doubters. Lashed out at those that questioned. There's a big montage Owen played earlier. We'll play it again. Watch media uncritically accept another hate crime hoax. This is America 2019. So we were the first to say when it happened that we believe it was fake. It's our right to say it. May have actually happened. But almost all the other hate crimes are staged, are made up by the left. Just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them where we can't even keep track of them anymore. I personally have experienced the left make up outrageous things about me. Roger can tell you about the racial stuff they've said about him. It's just incredible to create division. And so it looks like he hired people that worked on the set with him to stage this event. When they found they were going to go to prison, they gave them the receipts, everything, and where they bought the rope, exactly what they were told to do. But what's incredible is how this guy went and doubled down on national television and attacked everyone and said that it had really happened when it was obviously ridiculously fake. You know, sub-zero temperature, Chicago frozen over, middle of the night, gay guy walking down the street, people in Make America Great Again hats, put a noose over his head, dump things on him. This is out of Central Casting, Oprah Winfrey, and Roots or something. It's the Democrats funding people throwing acid on folks and cutting women's genitals off and throwing gays off buildings. It's called Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So this is just incredible how many false flags they've been caught in, and they want to make it absolutely illegal to question their events, and that's why they're coming after Infowars.com. But this is a big deal. The police now say that these guys have told them everything, that it was totally staged, open and shut case. Tomorrow's news today. Back to Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
And again, as Alex said, this is why they want us censored, ladies and gentlemen. This is why they want us censored. And hey, we were the ones that told you they were going to try to remove the president with the 25th Amendment. We were the ones that told you Trump's going to declare a national emergency at the southern border. We gave you the exact date. And so they can't have us out there when they're trying to control the narrative. Because if you notice, the media has such a control of the narrative that just last week, six police officers shot a black man in his car who was allegedly just sitting there sleeping. Did the media cover that? Nope. Ask yourself why. Why was there no outrage for that individual? Ask yourself why the shooting that happened on Friday in Aurora, Illinois, didn't have national media swarming that event, making it a big national news story for 48 hours. Because the media decides the narrative. The media decides which mass shooting gets all the attention, and then gets to control the narrative. The media decides what crime gets all the attention and gets to control the narrative. Not the literally hundreds, if not thousands, of attacks, hate crime attacks against Trump supporters, myself included. That never makes national news. No, it's the fake Jussie Smollett hate crime that makes the news. And so that's how they control the narrative. They can't have InfoWars here battling that narrative, beating that narrative, getting Trump in office instead of their glorious goddess, Hillary Clinton, that they had just anointed. And America said no. So that's why they censored us. And I'm just thankful that Alex Jones had enough foresight, really 5 years ago, committing to the game plan to go fully independent and only rely on this audience for funding. Because if it wasn't for Alex Jones switching that gear and having that foresight, who knows where InfoWars would be at, ladies and gentlemen. But because we rely on your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're still here today. We're still live on this Sunday, and really because of God and your prayers. But the smart thing that Alex did was he put products and items and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com that everybody wants, everybody needs. Let's talk about stuff you need. You need a water filter in your house. You need it, folks. You need to filter your water. We have water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Probably 5-10 different kinds of water filters. Maybe more than that. Pick your own. Pick which one you want. Pick which one works best for you and your place. Water filters. What else do you need? You take showers, right? Okay, well, we've got shampoo, body wash, all natural, all organic ingredients. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you brush your teeth? You've got toothpaste, toothbrushes, multiple different kinds at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just an example of some stuff that you need that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, how about just some stuff you want? I personally am somebody that always has protein bars in my pantry, always boxes of them, because it's a nice treat to grab, you know, when you're on the go, when you're on the run, you don't have time to sit down, or you're about to go work out and you need a little something before the gym. Perfect. You grab one, you go. Well, now we've got protein bars at InfoWarsStore.com. These are just released, and you can actually get two boxes right now for 40% off. So two boxes of the InfoWars Life protein bar for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. How about energy boosts? Everybody's into energy drinks and energy supplements. We've got the brand new Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com, which if you get Turbo Force, you can then get 50% off Brain Force Plus, which we're currently running low on. So I'm not sure how much longer this deal is going to be around for the 50% off Brain Force Plus when you purchase Turbo Force. But it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything possible.
And I know that Alex is just chomping at the bit to expand, folks. I know that he's just chomping at the bit to expand. But quite frankly, it's impossible with the current circumstances. But if everybody listening to today's broadcast went to InfoWarsStore.com and just bought a tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush, or just bought two boxes of protein bars, if everyone that listened went and spent $50, $100, $200 at InfoWarsStore.com today, Alex would expand tomorrow. He'd come in so high off the fact that the audience has his back that much. He'd come in so high off the fact that you just put that much fuel in his tank. He'd blast it all off to the next level, because that's what he does. I've witnessed it firsthand, folks. Just look at the expansion that you've seen at InfoWars just in the last 3 years since we went major viral getting Trump elected. I mean, if you really want to look at the growth curve of InfoWars and the popularity curve of InfoWars, it was always on the same trajectory. And then once the Trump campaign started in 2015, it's like our trajectory went so high, we almost did like a loop and then went back up. And so that's why they had to censor us. Anytime we would go live on YouTube, we'd be the most viewed thing on YouTube on like 5 different channels. They had to erase us off. Anytime Alex Jones would go do something live in the streets with a bullhorn and we'd put it on Twitter, get millions of views. They had to erase it. They just erased all of our pages off Facebook. So fine. They don't want us on their platforms. Fine. We get it. They hate free speech. They know that our politics defeats theirs. They want to enslave you. We want to free you. Fine. So they erase us. They're tyrants. They're dictators. They're authoritarians. We get it. We know it. We called them out. That's why they censored us. So if you're sick of the censorship, if you're sick of Soros paying hundreds of millions of dollars determining courts in this country, Congress in this country, social movements in this country, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, folks. Now, here's the deal. In the next segment, I'm going to try to get to as much news as possible. And then I'm telling you, this report from Greg Reese that I'm going to air in the conclusion of today's Alex Jones show is so bombshell. I want everyone to download it and re-upload it to your YouTube channel. This is a video that needs to get viewed 20 million times to strike fear in the heart of the deep state human traffickers, folks. Trump's targeting them. You're seeing thousands of arrests coast to coast happening. No one's reporting on it. It's all happening, and he declared a national emergency, kicking the whole thing off, and nobody even noticed it. InfoWars did, and we've got the bombshell report on the other side of this break.
It, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So I'm going to talk about this one more time. I'm going to move on to getting some other news. And then I've just got a bombshell report from Greg Reese that we're going to air. And I need you to take action and upload this video to your YouTube channel. Share it everywhere. It needs 20 million views, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we can get victory over these bastards. These bastards, man. They're freaking running kids, folks. Excuse me. So the entire media confab runs with the Jesse Smollett hate crime hoax. But who covered this story? Which I give credit to my friend Andrew Kerr for helping break this. He's over at the Daily Caller. DC Antifa leader charged with ethnic intimidation related to attack on Marines. So this DC Antifa freeloader, Joseph Alkoff, also known as Chepe, or Jeff Chepe. Yeah, okay. Okay, Chepe. He gets charged 17 charges, aggravated assault, ethnic intimidation, conspiracy, terrorist threats, robbery, inflicting bodily injury. Where was all the coverage of this? Where was the coverage of this man's victims? Where was Good Morning America? Where was CNN? Where is Brian Stelter? Where is SE Cup? Where's Brooke Baldwin? Nowhere. Like I said, folks, the media controls the narrative. That's their job. That's why they have to have InfoWars off air. So, a DC Antifa leader actually gets charged, caught, all the evidence is out, engaging in terrorism and hate crimes. Nobody covers it.
But Jesse Smollett cries on Good Morning America, stages a hate crime, and it's national news. And who knows if people... I was actually on Twitter during the break. There's people actually denying that it happened. Conservatives are like, wow. Turns out the Smollett hate crime was just a big hoax. And liberals are on there like, how dare you? How dare you? It's like, yeah, how dare I do research and know what's going on? Oh, my gosh. So the Democrats want to confiscate the guns. We covered that. Oh, Anthony Weiner gets out of prison early. Isn't that just nice? Good old Anthony Weiner, that he, you know, married to Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, and gets caught sexually harassing and sexting minors. Long before L.A. City Hall or City Hall was infested with rats, L.A. has struggled with the rise of typhus. So typhus is in California. Typhus, ladies and gentlemen. Maxine Waters calls for rallies across America to send a message to Trump. No fake emergency. So now Maxine Waters is calling for more domestic violence. That's nice. That's great from a congresswoman. They're going to be protesting apparently all day tomorrow on President's Day. So I think that means I think I need to go out in a MAGA hat and shoot a video. I don't know. Biden says America is an embarrassment. No, you're an embarrassment. I hope you run for president because then everybody's going to see those videos of you groping children. Cannot wait. Kamala Harris puts on a jacket, makes national news. The Democrats are about to eat themselves in the 2020 campaign process. Just get ready for that. They already are. Politico says, how does a straight white male Democrat run for president? So they're already eating their own. Nancy Pelosi wishes you a happy Thanksgiving yesterday. Thank you, Nancy. And you know, in response to Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal, I want to propose some legislation here on air. And I know I'm not in government, but you know what? I think that this should go right to the top, ladies and gentlemen. And I want like thousands of page reports on this. I want a whole big thing, maybe even declare a national emergency on this effect. Just like we need to fight climate change. We need to get that damn climate change, folks. We'll get it. I want to fight giant meteors in space. I think we need to fight giant meteors in space. And because a giant meteor in space hurtling towards Earth right now could destroy us tomorrow. So if we're freaked out about climate change, which has been going on for billions of years and is totally out of our control, let's freak out about giant meteors. So who knows how many giant meteors could be out there on a trajectory towards Earth right now? Who knows? There could be hundreds. One could hit Earth tomorrow. What am I going to do? Why is America not freaked out about giant meteors? So somebody with a little guts in Congress needs to step up and fight these giant meteors that are hurtling towards Earth before we fight climate change. All right, folks, you need to go to Infowars.com. National emergency, Trump's executive orders to destroy deep state criminal cabal. You need to download this video. You need to share this video. You need to tell friends and family about this video. Here's the devastating report from Greg Reese.
The National Emergencies Act was enacted September 14th, 1976. The purpose was to regulate the number of laws granting special powers to the executive branch in times of national emergency. Congress can undo an emergency declaration with either a joint resolution and the president's signature or with two-thirds majority vote. As of February 2019, 59 national emergencies have been declared, and more than 30 remain in effect. Six national emergencies declared by Bill Clinton are still in effect. 11 declared by George W. Bush are still in effect. And 10 by Barack Obama are still in effect. President Donald Trump has declared three national emergencies already, and the so-called resistance has hardly mentioned them at all, including the national emergency with respect to blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption, which was signed on the first winter solstice of his presidency on December 21st, 2017. The president therein declared that the United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption. and specifically targeted 13 individuals worldwide involved in international human trafficking, otherwise known as slavery. The mainstream media let this national emergency go mostly unnoticed. Why? If one were to look into these 13 names, they would find several connections to the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. Since the declaration of this national emergency in 2017, hundreds of arrests have been made and thousands of victims have been freed from bondage. And the corrupt legacy media has been utterly silent about it. And now, President Trump has announced to declare a national emergency on the southern border to bring an end to the United Nations' disastrous replacement migration program and to bring law and order to the entrenched black market economy of drugs and human trafficking. Of all national emergencies declared since 1976, this one stands out as perhaps the most important for national security. Securing our borders only stands to hurt the criminal elements that have been exploiting the system for years. And so naturally, the criminal cabal of deep state politicians and their establishment-run media are all desperately trying to stop it. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to Infowars.com right now and go to this video, National Emergency, Trump's Executive Order to Destroy Deep State Criminal Cabal. I mean, take that video, download it, upload it to your YouTube channel, and put 100 different titles on it. Upload to 100 different YouTube channels. Title it QAnon, Trump Set to Remove Clinton. I mean, put everything on there. This report needs to be seen millions of times, ladies and gentlemen, and especially right now while they're making a huge deal out of the national emergency. You use that as a keyword. Use Q as a keyword. Use Alex Jones as a keyword. Use InfoWars as a keyword. Use it all. Use President Trump as a keyword. Get this out. This is why they don't want us to control the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. They want you talking about Trump's national emergency at the southern border so that they can lie about it and call him a racist and all this bull crap. They don't want you talking about President Trump targeting human traffickers, many of which have direct relationships to the Clintons. I mean, my God. Just look at Laura Silsby, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at the WikiLeaks. Just look at all the deaths around the Clintons. What do you think goes on here, folks? Let's not be naive, okay? Let's not be naive. We've ID'd, okay? We've ID'd the major criminals in this country. We've ID'd them. We've got them. We've got their names. We know who they are. We've reported them to you, and that's why they want to shut down right here at Infowars.com. So, you want to know why they hate President Trump? You want to know why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats are panicked over President Trump? Because he wants to stop human trafficking. Now, ask yourself why, and ask yourself why they want you domesticated. What are you going to do about mass human trafficking? What are you going to do about hate crime hoaxes? What are you going to do about hoaxes against white men in this country? What are you going to do about hoaxes against Donald Trump? What are you going to do about a fake Russian collusion investigation costing us millions of dollars? What are you going to do about that? Nothing if you're a domesticated slave. Everything if you're alive.